Hello, it's Monday, March 13th, and you're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 47. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to send us an email, we do accept audio, videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. With us today, we have Keith.
I just unplugged myself.
We have Bob.
Hi.
We have Tom.
Hey, I'm on spring break. I could have been in Panama City. I could have been in Cancun, Mexico. But no, I'm here to entertain you and give you my insightful opinions on the video game industry. I hope you appreciate it.
So we have Chris. He is the site editor-in-chief. And he's half playing Electro Point.
We must kill the Metroids!
Phil is probably going to arrive late, just like he does for work every day. Oh, hey, look who just called. Hello, Phil.
What's up?
All right.
Well, I'm not participating now.
I'm here just to tell you I'm not here.
I have to go help with dinner.
So this week, what are we going to talk about? Yes, it's another slow news week. We have updating the Xbox 360. We have game advertising, Microsoft's online spectator patent, origami revealed, the return of Bubblefoot, Star Force idiots, our forum question, our mailbag, and maybe a part two of the interview with Scott Lance.
Maybe. By the way, you're cutting into my billable hours.
He's charging us for this.
Next topic.
So apparently to return stuff to our certain local game retailer, you need a physical and some blood work and a contract. So here's the story behind that. I had a wireless controller break on me for the 360. That would be the second one because, you know, they're so high quality. I bought a new one and then I went to return the old one that was broken. And by I mean Heather. So my wife went to return it for me. They gave her the third degree. Like, hey, what's wrong with it? When did you get it? Why are you exchanging it? Why are you bringing it back? Why isn't your husband bringing it in? How come you're not getting a new one? You just want the money for it?
No, what you say is I don't want a new one because they keep breaking.
I bet you they wouldn't give you a hard time if you went in there and just been like all big Paladino hardcore.
I haven't shaved in a while.
Exactly.
All right, free Xbox weekend, March 31st through April 2nd. We talked about this before, but it's officially been confirmed. It's not just some sort of April Fool's joke. They have a bunch of stuff laid out that you can do as far as games and times, and between these hours you get to play with the frag dolls, stuff like that. We're doing some sort of tourney or something. Details will come as far as what we're doing and when we're doing it, so stay tuned. Sorry to be so vague, but tournament or something for like DOA or Call of Duty or something.
Do a fighting game, because at least then I have a snowball's chance in.
As long as we can come back and challenge my PC game.
I'm still down with four-player simultaneous boxing, where George Foreman comes out of the crowd and nails you in the ear.
Cauliflower, man!
Ghost Recon is out for the 360. It's very awesome, so believe all the reviews and the hype. Full review will be coming. As of right now, I haven't played it quite enough.
What is the real name of it, Chris?
Growl. Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. It's disheartening because there's quite a few bugs that even just in a few hours of playing, you will notice. But overall, the game is really, really good, and they'll probably have patches for it.
They won't be patches. They're updates to enhance those bugs and remove them.
Did anyone have anything else that they wanted to mention here in housekeeping?
I'm still sick.
There you go. We have copies of Land of Legends that we're going to be giving away. Contest will be up, I don't know, sometime. We haven't decided quite how we're doing it, just between all of us. We're not sure. I don't even know what we're going to do. So if anyone has any ideas on what to do in order to give away a turn-based...
We'll have a ham-eating contest.
How do we judge that over email? Do they just fill out how many they've eaten? 7. Yes, you win. So I want to make sure that whoever's going to get it's actually going to use it, because I think people are going to have a tendency just to jump into the contest and not even own a PC.
So like it's something like you have to make like a DreamStation banner and post it somewhere.
We'll have to think of something, but I kind of like where that's going. We just have to make sure that people don't get thrown in jail.
Bonus points if you do.
We'll give you two copies.
One for you and one for Bubba the Cellmate.
Next topic.
Updating the 360. So we talked about this whole before. It's annoying that our machines for the Xbox 360 have been updated several times in the last few weeks, and no one knows why. All they said is that the games have been updated. So Dead or Alive, for example, had an update. We had mentioned the Call of Duty single-player type updates. A lot of the Xbox Live Arcade titles, because, you know, there's lots of exploits in Gauntlet and stuff like that, where it'll fry your machine and delete your hard drive, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, the Geometry Wars is next generation. It could be the coding is so advanced that it's actually messing things up.
It is Halo for the Xbox 360.
So it's bad enough that they're doing updates. I think they should have to tell us what they're updating. They shouldn't be able, I mean, even in the PC world, they do a lot of updates, but they tell you what they're doing. They don't just like...
They're actually uploading spies, little digital midgets crawling through your internet connection.
Digital midgets? Would they be digits then?
See, that's why I don't get online.
You want to know if McAfee fixes digits. Digit detected, delete or quarantine. Let me out.
We're a McAfee shop, and there was a horrible McAfee bug on Friday where their daily update identified all of these normal applications as spyware, EXE and DLL files.
Next topic.
Speaking of Rent-A-Cops, we're going to talk about game advertising now. Not in-game advertising. This is actual advertising for actual games and systems. We talked about before the UK actually made some good rules that the cinematics in commercials, specifically Call of Duty, are a little misleading. So they had, I don't know if you guys saw, it was like Big Red One. It's got the commercial where they're all sitting drinking coffee, eating their breakfast, and then like the tank comes crashing through, and they don't show any of the gameplay cinematics because it's only an Xbox game and it looks nothing like that, so no one would buy it.
Well, they stole that whole thing from Squaresoft because that was their shtick. For their Final Fantasy, they'd always show the rendered scenes.
They're actually in the game. That's easily 80% of the game, right?
Basically, what they're saying is you're not allowed to just use cool-looking stuff if your game really sucks. So they're trying to make it a law, and they've deemed certain commercials they're not allowed to air over there, specifically, like I said, that Call of Duty thing, that you got to be able to label what's in-game and what's not in-game footage, which I think is a really good idea.
So now all PS3 advertising is illegal?
So over in the UK, they have this other thing now where they're actually called the ASA. I don't remember what that stands for, but Konami has a game called Crime Life, in which the members of the rap band D12, which I am told are underlings of Eminem, I'm not really down with the whole rap scene, but they're holding assorted weaponry.
I'm not down with the whole scene of the Eminem and underling.
Basically because nobody knows who D12 is. I guess they're not very popular over there in Britain.
Or Ohio.
They're not labeled as being D12. D12, isn't that a savings throw?
Yeah,
D12?
I think so.
That's what the barbarian rolls for hit points.
I was going to say, that's barbarian damage.
They said people could take the image to be a negative portrayal of black men and be offended by it. They went on to say that there's this tagline that says, rule the streets or fall by the wayside, and that could condone violence. So my only comment to that was, I have seen some serious diplomatic relations between gangs in L.A. and New York. You guys got me off track. I don't remember
what
I was
talking about.
I had a whole joke written out.
Just forget about this topic. Let's just scratch this whole thing.
And I was going to go somewhere, and punchline was like rock, paper, scissors. Anyways, PSP ads. We're still on this advertising because that was the big long thing this week since there's no news.
Hey, all right. I got some news that's like off the cuff.
All
right. I've heard that some Toys R Us's are going out of business, so go run to your local Toys R Us and get some cheap stuff.
Are Toys R Us going out of business, Phil? You're the only one that worked there ever.
Do they send you newsletters after you worked there? Jeffrey sends you a letter every month.
Just because I participated in Jeffrey time doesn't mean he still sent me newsletters.
Yeah, dude, nothing happens. Is this the time of year that nothing happens before E3?
Because E3, they're all hyping up for that. And
Godfather's coming out. Pops went out and bought it for my birthday for no apparent reason.
No, wait, when's Keith's birthday? Are you guys twins?
My birthday was March 5th.
All our parents in the summer, so we have all our birthdays right now.
Have you seen the Squirrels PSP ads?
What are you talking about? In the games?
No, the commercial.
It's nuts that you can play with outside!
It's a commercial, and they have these two squirrels, and they're like, squirrel, please. They talk like that, like, yo mama! So they have these two squirrels who try and be all street, and they talk all gangster, and they have ads where these rats, you guys seen the rat ads with the PSP, where they're like,
it's cheese you can listen to!
None of those are particularly funny, and we're not sure what Sony is doing, so they've decided to go ahead and cross the line back in Britain again. In the subways in London, they're full-size ads, and they say weird things, like right next to the tracks where the yellow line is that you can't cross, it says, take a running jump here, and then in the bottom it has, like, PSP. And then they actually had to remove the ad. And they had another one that said, strong language and scenes of a sexual nature. And they plaster these all over London. So I'm not really sure who they're even marketing this to. You're going to have, like, suicide dudes and people slitting their wrists in the bathtub and, like, spelling out PSP on the wall in their blood before they die.
No, man, those are the best people to go buy this stuff. They don't need their money.
How is that supposed to sell the game system?
Take a running jump here at the train tracks into the train and kill yourself. And by the way, buy our game.
And it's playing Our World, Die in Yours.
So, yeah, I'm waiting for the bathroom slit your wrist with just like a bloody razor next to the bathtub all bleeding and it just says PSP on it. It's got totally nothing to do with anything. You're like,
what they really need is just by the urinal and just has like a little face looking down and it just says, ha ha ha, PSP.
Next topic.
So this origami thing, it was revealed. We talked about it last week. The rumor was that it was a really tiny PC. It is, so the rumors are correct. It's like a mobile PC that's like a paperback, and it's got a touchscreen, and a little keyboard appears, the letters on the touchscreen, and you can type with it. Who is it for?
My one friend actually has a, he has an NEC device that's similar to this that he's running Linux on. It's been out for a while.
So this isn't even anything new?
Yeah, it's not new. Small PC.
I don't think this is meant to be a consumer product to begin with. I could see automating a business process around this thing. So say if you're some hospital, they're going to do automation and moving their paperwork to wireless, PDFs. I could see that. You walk into someone's room, Wi-Fi tells you what room you're in, that patient's stuff comes up on the little green. It fits in the pocket of their lab coat, being more targeted for different vertical markets.
They start to die. You have to emergency scalpel them. You got blood on your hands. You're trying to type on the touchpad, rendering the system useless.
As a doctor that could take notes, it would replace the paper notebook.
Tablets haven't had as much penetration as they liked, so perhaps they said, we're going to price it differently, we're going to give it a smaller form factor, and we're going to see how this does.
Now, the only problem I have within the hospital and wireless and going in and detecting what room you're in is you're not allowed to have your cell phone on because you're going to, like, kill some guy on a pacemaker.
Exactly.
So
you can't use any of that anyway.
Check that guy off!
Yeah, their automated system simply becomes...
It's the latest in Kevorkian death assistance. Let me just pull out my PDA here.
So wait, so when did our show become TWIT?
When we ran out of news.
But, if this thing has some kind of barcode reader or RFID reader, then this can keep used for inventory control. I mean, that's a huge market for automation for small devices.
The DS can have an add-on. Did they have the e-reader?
Yeah, they had an e-reader.
Can they just make patients use the bracelets now? Can be read by the e-reader? Would you feel comfortable doing that at the hospital?
Next topic.
So we've gone a month or two without mentioning his name, but our friend Florida lawyer Jack Thompson, Bumblefoot.
It's really a slow news week when you bring him up again.
He wrote a threatening letter to Wikipedia.
I went on Wikipedia and changed it. I sometimes just go to Wikipedia and change things when I'm bored. You'd be surprised what microchips are made out of now.
Wikipedia, for those that don't know, is the free online community compiled encyclopedia stuff.
Which reminds me, I need to fix the Duck Hunt entry again.
Is microchips now, according to Bob, made of pudding pops? I just want to get Cosby in here somehow.
We make Microsoft Microtechnology.
So Bumblefoot's suing Wikipedia for... He said the entry was full of mistruths, and he demands that the real names, addresses, and everything else from those people who edited those entries be given to him.
Was it a Wikipedia entry about him? So why didn't he fix it himself?
Like the rest of Wikipedia.
He went ahead, and then after that email, he threatened the website GamePolitics.com. He sent them an email that the subject said, "Ah, you are next," with 30 H's in there. And he sent him a link to his own Wikipedia article, so I'm not sure.
I know, all his letters are so belligerent. Whenever anyone posts anything that he's written, I'm amazed that he can continue practicing.
Caveman lawyer.
This page is currently under the scrutiny of Wikimedia Foundation Office. Oh. If you are able to edit this page, please do not remove protection from this article unless you are authorized.
I can remove protection from this article?
Hold That's on. What it sounds like. This is protected. Don't remove it.
I'm going to lock this door and put the key under this rock. This rock right here.
Next topic.
Star Force, idiots. So Star Force, we've talked about, is the Russian copy protection that everyone, including myself, hates for all kinds of different reasons, including screws up your computer. StarDock, not to be confused with Star Force. StarDock made a game called Galactic Civilizations. Well, the sequel just came out, and it's actually selling very well. They use no copy protection on it. I think that's misleading because really they do use that whole CD key, where you can only have one key active online at a time. So basically someone on the official Star Force forums, that's the copy protection, some guy went on and said, haha, Star Force is stupid. Here's proof. Here's a game that's selling really well. Well, in response, the Star Force guy said, oh yeah, you think you're so cool? Well, poof, now I've just posted your game on a BitTorrent site, so have fun because now thousands of people are going to download the game and pirate it for free because you don't use a Star Force copy protection. If you had have done that, you'd be now making money because now you're losing it because you don't have any copy protection. I'm sorry, everyone hates my article.
Any game is hacked. Doesn't matter what game you have.
Well, that's what the StarDock people were saying. The guys who made Galactic Civilizations on their website had a thing that's saying, that's pretty stupid and childish of you. We know piracy exists. All of our stuff's getting pirated anyways, but we just think that if you treat your customers right and give them good tech support when they call and have problems, then everything will be happy and they will actually buy our game. So that's actually a good point.
Next topic.
DreamStation.cc. We go to our general forums, which is on the left-hand side. Click on the little forums thing.
General forums on the left-hand side. General forums on the left-hand side.
Yes, thank you for the Pass the Ducci reference. Our current poll was, is it hypocritical for a Christian-themed game, specifically the Left Behind series, to have violence as its main conflict resolution?
Religion is allegory, trying to find spiritual meaning through through symbolism and story. The story is a violent one, then any media based on it should be a proper reflection of the original story. Once again, one always has the choice not to listen, or in this case, play.
Was that all you're reading of Temple Dogs? I thought you said...
Dude, a
it's huge. I'm trying to, like, a dissertation. It was really well thought out.
I was really impressed that it didn't degenerate into, like...
We actually did a decent job in being civil and semi-adult.
Yeah, when you first posted this, I was like, I don't know about this.
Because this can turn real bad.
In the meanwhile, religious game developers are just taking their message to a new medium. So if GTA can get down with the hookers and the HKs, then a Christian-themed game should be able to deal with the end of days with bullets a-flying. It's a free country, north and south of the border, across the pond, and elsewhere. Free to make a game, free to play it or not. The freedom to choose is the important issue here, including the freedom to be hypocritical.
I think that was a good one.
Not applicable in Australia. Yeah, but Australia has all those bad video game laws, and that was the joke. Sorry, I won't participate anymore.
Left Behind. I read all of them, and since I'm Christian, I actually believe the story. You have to know that the books are a fictional portrayal of the Book of Revelation. It's not the Bible, but it does quote actual verses and prophesized events in a way that the reader can apply them in modern day times. I don't care what anyone else says, if you read these books for what they are, fiction based on biblical events, they're good. The Bible says several things about how the end days will come about. There will be much death and war. If the game is going to be true to the book's theme, then you could compare the violence that would be in the game to the violence in the movie The Passion of the Christ. The Bible and Christianity itself has a history of violence, so no, I could say it's not hypocritical to have violence in the Left Behind game. To leave the violence out, though, would be.
That's a good point.
Are these games Christian-based, and then are they going to have an adult rating or mature rating? That kind of conflicts the whole... I guess that's what you were going for.
If you're stabbing dudes in the neck with sticks just because that's what happens in the Bible, and you get an M rating, as a parent, are you going to be like, but it's the story of Jesus? And they're like, I don't care, it's rated M. Or if you go to Tennessee, where they're trying to pass a law now where any violence is banned in a game at all, that's violence. The Bible has violence in it. Can you ban violence?
Are they banning the 6 o'clock news? Religion in general is just violent. The whole thing, the history of religion is, I don't know, they bathe in blood, man. It's just, there's bloodshed everywhere from the history of all religions. So saying, is it hypocritical? I don't think so.
What were the poll topic percentages?
It was astronomically very, yes.
Yes, it's okay was 86.67%, and no, it's not okay is 13%. Problem with that is you had two different sects of people saying yes. You said yes because Christianity is in essence about violence, and then people like me are like, yeah, go ahead and make whatever the hell game you want.
Yes, I don't know. Two different sects. There was the males and the females.
I think Chris was trying to get across, I don't know, I'm more of a morality level. Is this something that should happen? And the rest of, and some people just answered on a secular level where I don't care. It's free media. Do whatever you want.
I interpreted the question in a different manner. I was just kind of saying some big blowhard politician's going to ban all these video games, but they're not going to ban the Bible. If you're having a video game that's ultra violent and it's based on the Bible, are you going to try and ban that, or are you going to have to leave it alone just because it's protected under your Bible stuff?
I'll start off by saying I voted no. There's a lot of posts talking about how violent the Bible and other religious texts are, making that an excuse of sorts for violence in general. Yeah, things are violent today and back in the golden years of religion, but that shouldn't make it acceptable to portray acts of violence in a Christian or otherwise religious video game. It's the act, word, or thought that creates violence. Someone had to push the button to make it happen. That someone was violent at the moment the button was pressed or the club was swung. Making excuses doesn't make it nonviolent. Accepting the past as violent and learning from these events are what make it acceptable. Building on violence to make a point is counterproductive in a religious sense and hypocritical.
The next question we're going to have for next week, we're going to kind of explain the significance of this at a later date, but the question is, Rockstar Games has this Bully game, highly controversial with schools and everything. Are you planning on buying Bully, yes or no? In addition to that, it's going to be, are you above or below the age of 18? Yes, I am above 18 and I'm planning on buying Bully. Yes, I'm planning on buying Bully and I'm under 18. Or no, I'm not going to get over 18, not going to get it under 18.
Next topic.
Mailbag time.
Dude, when you tell people to contact you before they send an audio email, that means you'll never get them, because no one's going to do that.
I should just tell them, email me, and if it sucks, we're not going to use it, tough crap.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I think you need to tell people, Bob just alone gets like 500 emails a day, and he's busy editing the Wikipedia, and he doesn't have time to answer all his emails. Jeez.
If you want to send us audio, as we mentioned, send it in MP3 format. Don't make it any much longer than 2 or 3 minutes. Quality you could send it is mono, 64 kilobits, let's say. That way it'll be nice and tiny. Thank you. Hey guys, love the show. Just wondering if you know of any good free MMOs. This is from Tai Chi Man. P.S. Love the music. Love the show. Never miss it.
Dofus.
Although I play this really sweet MMO every day. It's called Life Outside My Bedroom. It's not bad.
I never level either.
Adventure Quest.
Adventure Quest is not an MMO. You can't interact with another person.
Well, it depends what your definition of MMO is.
It's an O. It's not really an MMO. It's just an O.
How do you feel about text? I know a bunch of good MUDs. I don't know if that counts.
I hope we we've answered your question suitably. I know we didn't, but we're going to delete it and move on anyways. This is from Matthew Halfen. He says, I've been listening to the show since 2.6 came out. I wasn't aware we had version 2.6. We're still in beta, I think.
Guessing he's meaning PSP? Is that? Because the PSP supports podcasts now.
He's going by firmware updates.
That's the PSP firmware update of 2.6. That's what I run my life by, too.
His question is, do we know the release date for Kingdom Hearts 2? Yeah, Google Phil handled this one for us. I guess the short answer to your question then is no, we do not know. He also wants to know, have we ever seen FPS Doug?
FPS Doug.
Boom, headshot.
Kingdom Hearts 2 pre-order ships 3/28/2006.
Which means you'll get it in July.
All right, we got an audio review here from iGeek on Condemned for the Xbox 360.
Hello, hello, this is iGeek from the Weekly Tech Blog doing a review of Condemned for the Xbox 360. Condemned is kind of a first-person shooter. I guess that's what you could call it, even though most of your attacks are done by way of swinging rusty nail-ridden 2x4s at enemies. Anyway, you play a frustratingly slow-walking character named Ethan Thomas from the FBI serial killer unit. The game starts out by you investigating a murder by some serial killer. Whenever you're picking up clues, you somehow know exactly where they are, even though invisible to the human eye, and you know exactly what device to use in order to collect the evidence. You then transmit that evidence via cell phone to your partner, I guess that's what she is, named Rosa. She then uses her lead computer skills to figure out everything about that evidence in a matter of a half a second. Later on in this first level, you end up getting framed for the murders of those two FBI guys that were with you. For the rest of the game, you spend your time now running from the FBI because they think you killed the two officers. You keep on the search for the serial killer and find evidence that you secretly send back to Rosa, who is still on your side. The levels are usually really dark, and the game just leaves you with a flashlight that I guess is better than nothing. You get involved in all kind of shenanigans, like tasing and beating down these crackheads that come out of nowhere and I guess live in these old buildings. It's a little bit frustrating because you walk so slowly and have minimal sprint juice. Even though he's a cop, I think they forgot to teach him that he can actually carry extra ammo than what's in his gun. Most of the guns you find only have about 2 to 3 rounds in them. After that, you can use the butt of the gun to whack the weirdos that come after you. Oh yeah, and you can't consolidate ammo either, you just gotta use whatever in the gun that you have at hand, which kinda stinks. The last thing you might get annoyed with is the fact that you can't carry two things at once. If you have a pistol and you need a crowbar or something to open a safe, you can't carry both. You gotta drop the pistol, open the safe, go back, get your pistol, and then move on with the level. The game definitely has awesome graphics, and it's got a good story too. It kinda takes you for some cool turns and leaves you with an unexpected ending. All things considered, I would give Condemned about an 8.5 rating, given that you like these types of horror games. Thanks for listening to the DreamStation.cc podcast. My gamer tag is SHIBB111, and my blog is IG33K.typepad.com. Happy gaming.
I played Ghost Recon with that guy, so. Vinny Pye says, it was bound to happen. Some video game legend was going to be recognized on a national level, and finally he has. Shigeru Miyamoto is going to be knighted in France.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, the French knights. Yeah, I'm sure they're real powerful.
The world-renowned French knights. Danny P. says, hello, DreamStation crew. I am a console and PC gamer. I own a Sony notebook with a Pentium M 1.7 GHz processor and Giga RAM. Has a crappy graphics card, though. Can you tell me, if possible, how to upgrade the graphics card on my laptop? I have the 3-year protection plan, and I might be able to get a graphics card and let Sony install it for me, maybe? Your help would be greatly appreciated.
You know, on laptops, the graphics chips are integrated with the motherboard, so...
Yeah, I don't think that you can.
The short answer is no, you can't.
Okay, the long answer is pops, a rubber glove, a length of string, and an old button.
I asked Ivan, because he wanted to be involved with the show somehow, so I forwarded him this question. The answer that Ivan said was, that simple, you can't, at least. You really don't want to screw around with anything like that. Laptop graphics are integrated right onto the motherboard. As Tom just said, since it's a laptop, there are no expansion slots like a desktop. So basically, there's nothing you can do without some serious modification.
Why are you playing on a laptop?
Or he's college or something?
A lot of kids here, especially at college, they get one or the other. They get a desktop or a laptop, and the better majority of people get laptops because they're more used to
you
to drag around campus with you.
Wait till Vista comes out, or Vista or whatever you pronounce it. When you get to turn your tab windows sideways to see what
to see what's on the back.
Now, if I put a naked chick on my desktop, can I turn it around and see your ass?
Now that would be
that'll be in the next version of Windows. This one only lets you turn sideways.
This one is from Nism. I enjoy your podcast. Very informative. My question is, with the PC, there's a very large mod scene. This is very apparent with games like Half-Life 2, for example. Now, with consoles being more like computers, internet activity, hard drives, etc., do you think it possible that we might see some sort of mod scene for consoles? I'm no big techie, so I don't know much about console hardware and programming, but to me, this seems very plausible. Let me know if you think this is something to look forward to, or if I am off my rocker.
Yeah, I think the answer is yes, because I think, wasn't it just like two
months
ago
already
we heard a Microsoft rep? Well, no, we heard a Microsoft rep saying they want to start moving towards user-created content.
And then charge for it.
You know, they might charge for it, but it would be cool to bring mods to the console.
We're all kind of saying yes. I don't know how crazy you're going to be able to get. I mean, are you going to have a fully featured Unreal scripting language for your console game? I really doubt it.
Are you going to create levels on Far Cry?
I think you can even play them online in Far Cry. This dude's out in the freaking... The subject says, the Nisby Bij, another mail by Roof Jackson. And then he sends me this link. And it says, download this and play it on the show. It's the bomb diggity b-. Now for my backstory. I am a ghetto gangster sex therapist who don't feel no pain if you ain't got no thing. And remember, you can churn butter with a toothpick, honey.
I'm not even sure if that was bad words or not.
It wasn't even English. This one is from Martin. This dude has signed his email Llama. I love the show. My favorite part is the next topic soundbite and the girl-like giggling. Okay. By the way, I met the guy that said he invented and holds several of the patents for the shock technology behind this lawsuit. He seems pretty bitter since he hasn't had any of the money off these lawsuits. I thought he was full of crap until I saw boxes and boxes of vibrating seat cushions with game dongles filling his entire basement. He went on for a long time explaining what happened to him. I give you the juicy details, but I have the memory retention of a fish. The long and the short of it is that he kind of outmoneyed by the big companies and couldn't present his case to the courts because he couldn't afford the expense or lawyer fees. This is the Immersion case. Immersion is suing Sony over patent infringements for the DualShock controllers.
Yeah, let's not get into intellectual properties around an IT because that's...
I think we talked about it, or maybe I skipped it. There's this whole patent for Microsoft having online spectator patents. Microsoft went ahead and they filed a patent that patents online spectating similar to the way it's done in sports. Nobody's ever done this before. You know, nobody like Counter-Strike or Unreal Tournament, Half-Life. I mean, I was looking for information on the internet for this just to see, all right, what was patent? Because you couldn't just have patented something this broad. Patent was all in lawyer speak. Nobody had an English breakdown. But from the lawyer speak that I read, it really does seem like they've patented spectator mode.
I don't know, because Microsoft will claim they filed the patent before HLTV hit. If you want to invent anything, it is your responsibility to go over to the patent office, search their database to find anything at all that might be related to your idea that you just had. Yeah, IP is, it's screwed up.
Next topic.
So you'll remember from last week we had an interview with Scott Lance. He's the creator and developer of Land of Legends. This is going to be part two of that interview. Part one was last week. We had a good time interviewing Scott. Check out the demo. It's free. And here's the second part of our interview. You own the IP then? You can make t-shirts, bumper stickers, and everything else and sell it?
For the most part, I can. My contract with Shrapnel, it only lasts for a certain amount of time. And then after that, all the rights revert back to me. While that relationship's going on, there are some rules as to who can do what. Shrapnel tries to stay away from retail distribution. They don't feel that it makes good cost sense for them because the retail outlets end up taking huge margins off the game.
I go into my local game store and I have problems getting Madden on launch day, for example, because they only order a certain amount. They're sure as not going to say, hey, we got in 100 copies of, you know, Space Empires 5. They don't have PC games to begin with, let alone little tiny.
Yeah, the PC game rack, it's shoved over there with the old Nintendo cartridges.
It's sad, but, you know, it's good that online distribution like Steam and publishers offering downloadable versions,
oh,
that sort of
I love
thing
that.
In its own.
I love that. That's like Savage. That's how we all got Savage.
Yeah. That's how I got Savage.
It's a cool guy, man. He's got all the same freaking games that no one else has ever heard of.
Like, exactly. We say these games and people are like, who, what?
Pimp Savage quite a bit on the show, and I don't even know if you can still buy it anymore. So what's the future hold here? I hear that there's going to be a Land of Legends patch coming soon with some online play for the demo. Can we expect things like play by email? Can we expect a kind of sequels? Can we get you on Xbox Live Arcade so that they actually have some new games instead of left stick moves, right stick shoots kind of titles, you know?
I would love to be on Xbox Live Arcade. That is my dream, to be on Xbox Live Arcade. Unfortunately, I think that they're a bit out of reach for now. You usually have to be working with a pretty big console publisher in order to even get their attention. I know Garage Games has built an association with them, and that's been a good opportunity for some indies to get in over there, but those indie titles have been built, as I understand it, on the Garage Games, the Torque framework that they release. I feel like I need a little more grassroots attention on the PC side, you know, in order to build up the budget to be able to do that. You know, it's...
And is that, like, feasible as well? How hard would that be to reprogram it for something
well,
like that?
Well, the big obstacle with Land of Legends is that it's written in .NET, C#, which is...
Yes.
which is really, really rare for games to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm only aware of two other games that were released on .NET before Land of Legends, and neither one was particularly big. It's interesting, because I really thought that the .NET thing, I thought some people were going to care. And in the early days, I had some people kind of complain about it and act skeptical, and it's really amazed me by what a non-issue it's been. It's ended up working a lot better than we expected. A fair amount of customer service issues with people having problems. I mean, you know, not like a high percentage, but, you know, we figured enough people would buy the game that half a 1% or something would have a problem, you know, so that means two people would call us with a problem. It's actually been a real non-issue, and that's been good for us, but it's not
It's not Star Force copy protection.
Absolutely,
so let's get that
not,
out.
Yeah.
What is the future of LOL? I mean, are we having patches? Are you guys going to work on, I heard rumors that there's like a space kind of sci-fi kind of version of the game that's possibly coming, which...
Well, we've got a patch coming out pretty darn soon. It's got a couple of fixes for the online play. We're also trying to make it so that people have an easier time finding other people to play online. We have this cool built-in matchmaking lobby that ships with the game. So, you know, you just go to the website and enter your registration key and sign up for an account once you buy the game. And you can play other people online, and it's all hosted. A lot less firewall issues than with most games because we host the servers. We actually have play by email now. Pretty informal. We didn't ship with it, but the patch lets you save your game and then really mail in your save file back and forth. That works. The whole networking thing was a big pain in the ass. There are a couple parts of the project that were really hard to work on, and one was the online play, and then actually making, you know, I kept thinking, hey, I'm a creative guy. You know, I doing the campaign, that's going to be fun. Everybody's dream is to grow up and work on video games and make all the cool units and make all the cool maps and all the cool missions. And man, I'll tell you, about five missions into the campaign, I started tearing my hair out. It sucked my soul dry, man. You couldn't believe it. Land of Legends, I was trying to make each game instance only last 20 to 30 minutes. I had this whole design principle when I was making Land of Legends of trimming off the fat. I still don't understand why games like Age of Empires 3 allow one jackass online to take one villager and run him behind a mountain in the corner of the map that takes you 15 minutes to find. That is not fun. It's not interesting. There's no value to that.
Do you own all the consoles? Are you a console guy at all? Are you strictly PC and DS? Or
I am a video game nut, man. The only thing I don't have an Xbox 360, and that's just because it's too pricey, man. $400, I mean, I'm not going to buy the chump system, you know, the core system or whatever. I want to buy the one with all the parts it's supposed to have, the hard drive.
The chump system?
So who do you think is going to win here in the next generation? You got the Revolution, you got the PS3, the Xbox, and let's just include the PC just for the hay of it in the next generation battle here.
Well, that's a pretty big question, isn't it? The PS3, scary news coming out about it. Everybody's saying how expensive it's going to be. Developers saying how hard it is to develop for. And frankly, I find it interesting to see Sony on the defensive these days. Obviously, the PSP is not doing so well compared to the DS. Last generation, with the PS2 versus the Xbox, they just kept saying about how Microsoft's approach was the wrong approach and how their approach was giving the freedom of the developers and the right way to do it. And now what are we hearing? The PS3 is going to come out with an exact clone, basically, of the Xbox Live Arcade. I almost see them as being a follower now, and they're pushing the Blu-ray on everybody. You know, who knows if that's going to turn out to be the next Betamax, and anybody that wants to buy a PS3 is going to have to pay an extra, what, $300 or so just to have the capability built into the machine that they don't even necessarily want. I just don't see them making too many forward-looking smart decisions that are getting adopted recently. So I kind of have to count Sony out for now. Xbox is finally getting their act together. If you look back in the history of pretty much all console manufacturers ever, the first systems are often kind of buggy. They often suffered from hardware problems. I really feel like Xbox is coming around. They have turned Xbox Live and the Live Arcade into something pretty darn cool. I mean, marketplaces has potential. Arcade has potential.
How sad is it? I'm 29 years old, grew up on Street Fighter, and here I am pumped and looking forward to slapping $25 down to get off of Xbox Live Arcade Street Fighter when it comes out for the 80th friggin' time that I've ever purchased a damn game.
The Revolution looks amazing, and I really respect Nintendo. I used to work for Microsoft, so hey. I think that where Sony has been failing recently, Nintendo game has been really picking up the ball. I mean, the DS, I think, has caught everybody off guard with how much people love it and how well it's been selling and what great games have been coming out. But people are seeing now that the emphasis on games is what matters, and they don't care about pushing the most pixels. They don't care. They're like, they don't even want to engage in that race. They're leaving the, you know, Microsoft and Sony to deal with that. They want to make the games that are the most fun. They want to make games that are the most accessible. They want to make games that are the cheapest. And those are the things that matter.
The question is, we have this little debate going on our site here that is Duck Hunt a first-person shooter?
I've heard you guys talking about that.
There's some strong feelings
amongst
our ranks.
This is a heated topic here.
I'm tempted to abstain because I feel like I'm going to make a mortal enemy no matter what I say here. I have to say I find myself falling down on the side of it not being a first-person shooter. There's a connotation with the term first-person shooter. It's sort of like when people say real-time strategy, they're usually talking about StarCraft and they're usually talking about Age of Empires. And I mean, people kind of know what you mean. People get a picture in their head. And, you know, when people say first-person shooter, they're thinking Doom, they're thinking Quake, thinking No One Lives Forever 2. Hey, did I just plug one of my favorite games? They're not thinking Duck Hunt, they're not thinking House of the Dead. I think it basically, you know, if you want to use a word, you have to tend to use that word in the way people are going to understand what you mean.
Is there anything, Scott, that you did want to say or get out there that we did not hit on?
I mean, yeah, of course, Byland of Legends. I'll tell you right now, at $35 a pop, we are not projected to come out at a profit. I am almost certainly going to be losing money on this game. Frankly, kind of a lot. It just comes with the territory with so few people buying the game. Think of it as like, if you go to the mom and pop CD shop on the corner, you're going to pay a little more than if you go to the Tower Music and they've got all the new releases for $9.99 or whatever. The mom and pop store may not be able to give you those same prices. There's a certain sort of value to go into a place like that. And, you know, especially when you're talking about like the developers and the independent artists, which is even different than just the outlet. In this case, you're actually paying for a type of game and, or, you know, an indie music, a type of music that you can't even get anywhere else. If I could choose, you know, I would have chosen to make the game a lot cheaper, but it's just the realities of indie software development, man. It's harsh.
Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it, and maybe we can do this again in the future, and keep it.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Take it easy, man.
See you guys.
Next topic.
That was the show. That was show number 47. Check out our website, dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archives. If you want to send us email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, and we hope to have you come back same time next week. All right, well, thank you. Finally, I just want to give a shout-out here to Ricky the Dream Seller.